Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Akeem Hicks joins us. I know that, it had to be heartbreaking the way you guys lost that playoff game to the Eagles. Did you go back and watch that game? Do you just throw that one out? What are your thoughts when you look back on it?
Oh, no, man. You got to let it hurt. You have this desire to never let it happen again. To be ready to tear somebody's head off on that field before you allow them to dance and party on your sideline. You got to have a real burning desire to never feel it again. And that's part of why you let it sit and you let that feeling, resonate with you. You got to be able to use it to come back and say, man, I will die before I allow another team to dance on our field.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
What has to happen, whether it's the player you draft, the free agents you sign, or a combination of both? What has to happen?
Yeah, it's a combination of that. It's the growth of our key players. You know, the last 2 years, we've drafted guys at 7, Lowry Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. We have great hope for them, but they have to grow as players. We need them to be really good. We need them to improve, show that they are top-level talent in the league. We believe they have that in them, so we need that. We need Zach LaVine to play at a high level. You know, he averaged 23 a game, which is not easy to do in our league, but there's so many areas that he can improve in. We felt that last year at the trade deadline, we got a guy in Otto Porter that we really like. He's just a very good basketball player.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. The Ben Zobrist story, the divorce. From a baseball perspective, with how you manage the situation, is it actually day-to-day, or do you have to have contingency plans for bigger picture possibilities?
Obviously, from a baseball standpoint, we are in contact with Ben on a regular basis to make sure he's doing well, but also just to check in on how he's doing. And yeah, of course, that those thoughts creep in that we have to think through, because we don't have a sense of exactly when this might end, when he may come back. So just everyone should know that, we have his best interest in mind and the family's best interest in mind, and we want him to take as much time as possible to get, that part of his life in order.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Billy Currington is coming to Chicago. See Billy at Gallagher Way outside of Wrigley Field as part of the Budweiser Concert Series Friday, August 9th. Tickets are available at GallagherWay.com. Get them soon. This Friday night summer party with Billy Currington will sell out.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. If you're planning a trip to the beach, be sure to use sunscreen that is labeled Reef Friendly to benefit marine wildlife. Find tips and more at OneThingUS.com. What's your one thing?
If you love soccer, you need to check out the latest soccer podcast on radio.com. The First 11, featuring Mr. Soccer Bill McDermott. Listen weekly as Bill interviews guests and covers topics from MLS expansion.
We have had some very real support and some real enthusiasm.
To European and Champions Leagues. The First 11, sponsored by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, and famous among friends. Download and subscribe today on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tonight, Thursday and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 3, 4, and 5. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Oh, ties up Acuna, 2-2.
Let's adjust the jewelry now. Upstairs and gets the swing and a miss.
He does take some kind of cut, doesn't he? Look at that on the Allegheny Health Network. Supermo might have clipped Diaz, perhaps. Yeah. We might have heard something. But Starling Marte, who's become buddies with Acuna, they're the same agent. Got him on the elbow.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, you know, with a young player just doing all that stuff and all the jewelry and all the stuff back in the day, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but
or that was done on purpose. Hard to believe it was done on purpose.
No, I'm not suggesting that. That's why I qualified it back in the day.
Yeah.
Padding
right on that elbow pad. A little look toward Brault.
Give it a rest. Looking at, I think he's trying to throw at you. Break.
Molly and all, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. That is the Pirates broadcaster Steve Blass on Ronald Acuna, and that's the same guy that criticized Baez back in 2017.
And he was saying that he was throwing at him because of the
he was saying that
jewelry.
You should, basically.
Yeah, but then when
Acuna
reacted, he said, well, you think he's throwing at you? Well, that's exactly what he thought.
Yeah, it's very peculiar. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Well, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin for listening, for calling, for texting. Dustin? Kebbo, bless you for all of your presence. And Ray, thanks for your hard work.
Thanks, Ray.
Didn't want to differentiate between the two of you, but Ray seems to work pretty hard, Kevin.
Works a lot harder than I do. Ask anybody around here.
Just suggesting it.
It's not even a question.
Okay. Ray may work harder than anyone around here, period. He's going to stick around and help you guys. It's Dan Burstyn and Connor McKnight.
Hey, guys.
What's up, fellas?
We got to do something about the scourge of these baseball broadcasters. It's just, no, I'm serious. It's like
did you hear the one about St. Louis, the radio guy, talking about how Bryant should get one in the ribs?
Oh, yeah.
Because he called St. Louis boring?
Yeah.
I mean, all this,
so boring.
For a deadly projectile at a guy at 100 miles an hour because he dared to impugn the good name of your city because he happens to have the opinion that it's not exciting. Come on, man. I mean,
is he wearing gold?
But
break his elbow!
But Steve Blass,
look out, he's having fun.
The moment you say the words back in the day, if you don't like the game now, go home. Walk out of the booth. If you have a problem,
back in the day they'd have done that.
If people in the and this
they told people not to come to the game.
It took 3 years to retire Hawk Harrelson. took 3 years. Well, they used spray ethyl chloride. I don't use that anymore. I mean, if everything you do is starting back in the day.
Don't use this as some entree into insulting Hawk.
I'm going downstairs, you take over. Okay?
But, yeah, go. But Steve Blass is the announcer of a team whose manager is Clint Hurdle, who had the same issues.
He's done all that kind of
don't
stuff.
Don't even very get consistent. Me started with
you can
Ned
just imagine
Yost
them sitting next to each other on the team plane.
Yeah,
did you see that tonight? Did you see that gold chain?
Yeah, using all kinds of thinly veiled language right. about players that don't
stuff.
Look like the right. guys you used to play with.
You know what he means by flashy.
Of That's course. The other thing. Like, he seems so proud of himself in that little clip for saying something without saying it, and it's disgusting.
I'm going to say back in the day.
It's absolutely well, disgusting.
You don't like the game? Go home.
You know, that was the Sox game against Kansas City when Anderson gets hit and they throw the pitcher out. And then after the game, it's this, you know, well, of course we weren't throwing at him.
No.
I'm not going to criticize the umpires, but it's ridiculous. You just did. You put yourself in that situation.
How long is it going to take? Just get them all out of here already. Get some people in here who understand what's going on and actually seem to like baseball. You don't like baseball as it's becoming. Do something else.
I don't know that it's going to go away like that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to be aged out. I wish it would. I wish it would get aged out like that.
Kicked out of the game.
But for every...
There's a place for crap like that.
But for every blast, yeah,
for
there's...
For that,
dog whistle stuff.
Anyone who's older?
Well, no, if you don't like the game, if you're that resentful... Of,
so anyone who says anything like that has to
if
go.
You feel
but not
that,
everyone.
If you're that resentful of a much younger, flashier, more fun, more internationalized game, what's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you doing it for then?
But I mean, there are still guys that are lifers that want to hang around baseball and might not express those opinions. That
it's not an age
or might not have those opinions
thing.
Right.
Yeah, it might not have those opinions at all.
Well, just think
old school doesn't necessarily mean that you're some kind of, you know, Steve Blass.
No, I'm saying, but the guys who are like Steve Blass, these guys that are like you say, proud of themselves for insinuating.
Watch me dance around this issue and say the thing. Just say the
booth.
Quiet part. Come quiet.
On.
You know, that's think of the way Steve Stone handled that broadcast when Tim Anderson got hit. He's an old school guy, admittedly so, but he worked through it, saying you shouldn't do this. However, there is an expectation, like. Tim might have to know that some people don't agree with the way he plays the game.
Well, that's only because Stoney knew what was going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. Stoney always knows what he's going to slide her away here, and he's got him. Like, every time, he's got it right.
He is unbelievable.
And that's the thing. Like, there's
see the future, though. That's,
dueling
that's
philosophy
fair.
Of having fun versus being some sort of old-school gunslinger.
Yeah, like, and one guy who balances it well, Ron Coomer, here on this radio station, he predicted, speaking of Stoney, Javi's home run last night to right center. He said right before the pitch something about, well, if he gets a hold of this one, it's going to right center. It could go out of the ballpark. And he did it.
Wow.
It was cool.
You asked a question right before you had Matt Nagy on.
Uh-huh.
And I think my brain got to an answer to the question. You tell me if this makes sense.
Okay.
You were asking about where Mitchell Trubisky is right now, and he backed into a Pro Bowl with the season that he had, and you brought up and you cited the story that mentioned the name Blake Bortles and looked at possible regression and setbacks. I'm at the point now when I listen to Matt Nagy, when I see what's going on, when I see the acquisitions that are made, and hear what's said. To borrow a term from the Cubs, their quarterbacking infrastructure. Is such that I don't think they will let him take a step back. They're so dedicated.
At some point, he's got to take a step forward. Well, that's where we're at. Dan, this is his third season. Oh, it's really not about regression.
They know it. No,
it's about him becoming the reason they win instead of
the guy that led that fourth quarter drive. The guy that he was finding Allen Robinson
the guy
in the fourth
that
quarter
game
drive
has got to get better.
What he did, he was two quarterbacks in that game. But the guy that he was late when he's like, all right, I'm everybody out, and I'm going to find the open guy.
So are you suggesting that by saying that? And I don't disagree with that because by not letting him get worse, are you going to limit how much you dare him to get better? I mean, are you going to limit what you can do with him?
I think the investment, this entire hire. The entire direction of this team has been to ensure his success. There may be other. There may be slippage elsewhere. There may be leaks sprung elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what they did last year was scheme success for him, which is great. But I don't know that that is a viable plan moving forward when you're stepping up in class with your schedule and you're playing a lot of teams that are going to score a ton of points, Dan. And that's why you got to keep up with everybody.
I think the schedule is a good point to make. And I think one of the things that they've done to try and counteract that is add more talent to the offense. You know, I don't know if they've added enough talent to get around the fact that their schedule will be that much tougher. But they've given him guys that find spaces where he can make open throws, where he can make some easy reads, and then they can make plays downfield. Like that's that east to west part of Nagy's offense that's now been married with a personnel that knows how to succeed in those spaces.
You mean the running backs, right?
Running backs and Cordarrelle Patterson, however you want to term Patterson
Trojan.
Specifically. Yeah, Trojan, right? That's they're going to change that. You took the secret right out of the playbook, and now I got to change it.
He said Trojan, and then he regretted saying it.
Immediately.
He kind of did, yeah.
I felt bad.
It's interesting, though, because I do wonder if Matt Nagy wore more. I think he's pretty honest. I think he's pretty genuine. But I do kind of wonder what he really thinks of Mitch Trubisky. I really wonder if he has questions about what his potential is and how much to give him and how much to trust him going into the season, because there is
Pat
so
Mahomes,
much writing.
You know.
I know he did. Yeah. I know he did.
Yeah, I need some proof.
Every vector of this operation is geared toward supporting, insulating, getting the absolute most out of Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, they know it. It's right in front of them. They don't shy from it. They really don't.
I embrace it. I hope he takes off. I hope he's great. And I hope we're laughing about this idea later on in his career. But they also were about as healthy as any football team.
Oh, no
ever
doubt.
Been.
They were lucky.
So, there are a lot of things that can go on this year, and it'll be a fascinating year. You know, fifth year of the general manager. It's the third year of the quarterback. And, of course, you got the coach in his second year.
And you guys talked about this big weekend coming up, everything that's going on. Are you like I am, that the most intriguing of these panels, for people who grew up here, who are around, I don't know, like I'm 50, you're early 50s, right? The fact that Mike Ditka and Johnny Morris are going to be sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Like they did so many times.
I don't think people
Channel
get
two,
it.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain. Like,
right.
The part of the...
Someone has to stand up and say, Coach, I want to thank you for the Super
right.
Bowl.
But the Bears experience, the way we consumed the right. Bears, our day was bookended.
Yeah.
We'd had the pre-taped coaches show, and there's Johnny.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like at 10:30, there's a drunken Ditka talking over the game with Johnny Morris.
Oh, come on, Mike.
And I mean, just the fact that he's alive and well and around right. and that they're sitting next to each other. Well, I mean, I know Ditka's not, you know, kind of lost his fastball a little bit, but.
Do you think Ditka thinks the players today are too flashy?
Probably. But it's just really cool. I mean,
those lines, I'd like to see the McMichael Gene Greco panel. So he could put a pie in his face.
Pull out a knife.
Exactly. Remember that show on Sunday nights? That was always must-see.
Yeah, that was a thing. Those were back in the day. You could get away with some of that stuff.
What are you going to do? How are you going to handle all this?
As far as football goes, there's Mike Florio at 10. We got a lot of baseball ahead of that, examining some Cubs issues, a little bit of Cubs comfort with Pedro Strop back. Mm-hmm. The comments by Joe Maddon about Albert Almora.
That was interesting.
Very interesting.
No warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, very. And he used that term, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not quite sure what's going on there. We're going to try to break that down. So Florio at 10. We're going to replay much of the Matt Nagy stuff after that and try to dissect a lot of what he was saying. He was great with you guys. Do the midway at 10:40. Brian Geltzeiler, hoopscritic.com, is going to talk NBA finals with us because the Golden State Warriors are trying to land this plane on one engine now.
Yeah.
And they're testing their redundant systems. So there's a lot. There's
it's a must-win for Toronto because of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, if Toronto loses this game, they're
it's
not going to win the NBA finals.
Have a good show.
All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Ozzie Guillen, World Series winning manager, talking Chicago baseball every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. with Mully and Hall.
John Lester.
This guy is amazing. What he does every outing. I love it. I love him to see him pitch because he's an old school guy.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hall, Thursdays at 7 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Brought to you by Gillette Skin Guard, designed to stop shaving irritation.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As the 2019 Women's World Cup unfolds in France, FIFA, the sports global governing body, remains haunted by its corruption-riddled past. A key figure in those 2015 FIFA scandals was a flamboyant, larger-than-life American soccer official named Chuck Blazer. After secretly pleading guilty to racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering, Blazer cooperated with government authorities and assisted in an international investigation that led to charges against more than 40 corporations and individuals, including the great then-FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, and I say that sarcastically, folks. According to the New York Times, not all Blazer's secrets followed him to the grave. He left behind 8 storage lockers in New Jersey, of all places. Reportedly, they contain documents and audio tapes from his stint as an FBI confidential informant. While this all may turn out to be a replay of Al Capone's empty secret vault, it also could rock the soccer world. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost saving we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance to unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Akeem Hicks joins us. I know that, it had to be heartbreaking the way you guys lost that playoff game to the Eagles. Did you go back and watch that game? Do you just throw that one out? What are your thoughts when you look back on it?
Oh, no, man. You got to let it hurt. You have this desire to never let it happen again, to be ready to tear somebody's head off on that field before you allow them to dance and party on your sideline. You got to have a real burning desire to never feel it again. And that's part of why you let it sit and you let that feeling, resonate with you. You got to be able to use it to come back and say, man, I will die before I allow another team to dance on our field.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Water, water everywhere. Driving through huge puddles on the way to work today, seeing pooling water, standing water everywhere, and that means it's getting into basements, getting into your home. You think, what do I do? Aloha Restoration is there. They're busy right now, but they are there when you call them, and they can come right out and take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. They do more than just tear out the damage and force you to hire another company to restore it. They deal with everything. I've got experience with Aloha Restoration. They restored my home. They can restore your home to as good as new. And Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Don't wait. This is your call. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Over 15 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Chicago every day. Join Komen Chicago for the 22nd annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure 5K Walk Run at Montrose Harbor. We're in a race with time against breast cancer, and your participation will help us cross the finish line as we strive to reduce breast cancer by 50% by 2026. Get a team together to walk or run this 5K along beautiful Lake Michigan. Register today at KomenChicago.org/race to make a difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Joe Sheehan.
Anybody in baseball can hit anything in 60 at-bats. It doesn't matter. When a player hits in 2 weeks, man, it just doesn't matter. The internal variance of a baseball player is much wider than whatever you think it is. These guys can get absolutely white hot for 2 weeks, and they get absolutely dead cold for 2 weeks. And it's going to look worse with a guy like Javi Baez. So it's that visceral, oh my God, how are you swinging at the 83rd consecutive slider that you know you can't reach? We get frustrated watching it. But when I look at Javi Baez, I see the same guy he was last year. He's going to swing at everything. He's going to hit the ball a lot of the time. He's going to be an incredibly valuable defender even when he's not hitting. I don't worry about 2 weeks, man. I just don't do it.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
It was Joe Sheehan with us yesterday saying, don't worry about Javier Baez. Fine, we won't worry about Javier Baez. Deal.
I'm still going to worry.
Okay, got baseball to talk. We got Mike Florio at 10. We're going to hear once again from Bears head coach Matt Nagy. If you missed that earlier today, he was on for a few minutes. And just a lot of positive energy coming out of Bears stuff right now, so we'll keep that rolling. Midday, midway, 1040. Brian Geltzeiler, the unmistakable voice of Geltzy, SiriusXM NBA, HoopsCritic.com, is going to break down the NBA Finals for us and these new Bulls assistant hires in Chris Fleming and Roy Rogers. I wish the Bulls assistants didn't matter quite as much as they do, but when your head coach needs a whole lot of help, you got to get him the help.
This is a bunch of life jackets all tossed around.
It's Ron Zook. This is exactly equivalent to what Illinois did with Ron Zook when they realized what they were dealing with, and they realized they had to hire a whole bunch of super experienced assistants to do everything.
What if we got a whole lot of bubble wrap and then put that around our head coach?
That's what this is.
How about we do that?
And Michael Reinsdorf always reminding us, well, Doug Collins is around and he talks to other smarter coaches. So,
good idea. You know, can we get him to not talk to players? Well, that'll be tough.
It'll get better. We also have a foursome of golf at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, home of the Brute and the Highlands Championship golf courses. We are giving that away. You got to be listening for the opportunity to win. 312-644-6767. That's the number, WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? Do. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Tom Terrific belongs to one man only.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Just, it's done. Just let it be, Tommy. Go away.
Yeah, it is Seaver. It is not Brady. Stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can watch us in the video feed. Brian Gertz directs that at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Jay Zawoski's back. Rick Camp is on the board, and the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz in the back doing what he does. Man, the Cub thing feels a whole lot better when Pedro Strop's back there. I would have him. Tell me where you think Pedro Strop is on the list of most taken for granted Cubs during this competitive era.
During this competitive era. Okay, so that rules out guys like Remlinger and Veers and Farnsworth and all my favorites. Jason Beret has got to come out too. I would think that that Pedro Strop is probably atop that list, though I'd give a slight nod to Hector Rondon for what he did while he was very good, and an injury to Rondon changed the course of how the Cubs were able to use him, no doubt about it. I think Strope's got to be your guy. Most taken for granted,
Most taken for granted of this time, of their championship window. Pedro Strop has, I think he deserves more props than he's gotten. Did you know with his next appearance, it will be his 375th game? That's sixth all-time in Cubs history.
375 games make him sixth all-time in Cubs pitching history.
He will break a tie with Ryan Dempster for the sixth most games pitched in the history of the franchise.
Wow. No towel drills or anything. Just Pedro Strop out there with
his
bad
numbers.
Hammies.
His numbers over 7 years, and for what he's meant, this guy has been a high-leverage reliever slash closer on really, really good teams, and he has sustained a level of quality that people just assume is there, and it's you notice it when it's not, and then it's back. And I hope you, as a Cub fan, I hope you appreciate the significance of Pedro Strop.
I called him one of the best Cub relievers of all time,
without question,
on the air one time,
without question.
And the texters annihilated me, and
they're wrong.
Where have you all been since 2014?
They're wrong. I'll do the numbers after you get done, T-Pec.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you, Dan. You do the numbers so I don't have to. I just read from the Chicago Wolves update studio. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers.
Wait, was that a veiled shot at the fact that you haven't been included in score leftovers?
Because if it was, it's nonsense.
I'm just going to continue with the update here. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Put me on the show, cowards!
You suck!
The Wolves take on the Charlotte Checkers tonight at the Allstate Arena in Game 3 of the Calder Cup Final. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
You suck!
I most certainly do. The Cubs do not suck. They beat the Rockies 6-3 last night. Kyle Hendricks was excellent. He struck out 10 over 7 innings. Javi Baez, Kyle Schwarber each had a home run in this game. And new Cub Carlos Gonzalez was 1-for-3 versus his former team. Same two teams match up again tonight at Wrigley. Yu Darvish against a tough pitcher in Germán Márquez. Those are your starting pitchers. To the White Sox, they were leading Steven Strasburg and the Nats 5-0 after just two innings last night in Washington. But the Nationals roared all the way back against Reynaldo Lopez, 9-5 the final to Washington. Lopez falls to 3-6, a 6.62 ERA after the loss. The Sox will take on Nationals again today, this afternoon. Dylan Covey and Anibal Sanchez, the starters. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Oakland. Golden State and Toronto are tied 1-1. Klay Thompson is questionable. Kevin Durant will not play. In the AHL tonight, as I mentioned, the Wolves host Charlotte in Game 3 of the Calder Cup Finals. They're tied up at 1-1. And in the Women's College World Series, UCLA defeated Oklahoma to take home the title. This scoreboard update brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale now through the end of June. Find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is indeed tonight when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 6:30. Here on The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Joe, even though you never anointed Pedro as your closer more often than not, he wasn't the ninth inning guy.
Yeah.
Are you going to just play it by ear now going forward?
Right now, like for instance tonight, Brock's good, C-Sheck's good, Kinsler's good. So you're probably going to figure out that seventh and eighth inning among those guys. With that in mind, I would probably want to save Strope for the ninth because I feel good about those other guys matching up like 1, 2, 3, 4. Sheck's really good right there. I haven't even seen their lineup yet, but Brock could be good there. There's a lot of guys that can be good there. So more than likely, I will keep him for the ninth inning. Yes.
Cubs looking to improve to 33-26 on the season. Looking to end the Rockies' winning streak at 8. The 2-2. Ground ball hit in the hole at short. Backhand bias from the outfield grass. The throw to first in time. Fly the W. Cubs win again. Second straight victory as they beat the Rockies 6-3.
Zach Zaidman with a good, clean, energetic call of the final out on these airwaves last night.
Also good, clean, and energetic.
And we have a poll up on our Twitter page, Polls at Bernstein _MCK. And it says, Dan Bernstein says, Pedro Strop is the most taken for granted Cub of this era. Agree? So go ahead and vote. I voted because I agree because I said it.
Real twist would be you sandbagged your own Twitter poll 5 minutes into the show.
If I disagreed with myself.
No, I hate myself so much that I'm going to vote against myself in this Twitter poll. Here are some other options for you before you get to the empirical data that proves your point, one which I happen to agree with. Your other options, I think, for underrated relievers in this
not
era.
Not just relievers, underrated Cub.
Okay, underrated Cub of this era.
Underrated, taken for granted.
Let's just go through relievers for a moment. Travis Wood mattered to this ball club for quite some time.
He really did.
Travis Wood mattered.
And he played left field.
And he hit a little bit too, and he pinch ran some. Hector Rondon is one that I would tell you is a bridge guy, as a closer, got you there. A developmental Rule 5 pickup for this organization that's been trying to develop pitchers for quite some time. Do you remember, I know you do, Cubs fans will remember this too. As soon as I say, you'll be like, oh God, yeah, that happened. Trevor Cahill and Clayton Richard both got big outs in playoff games.
Yep.
Like when Joe was down to nothing, Cahill and Clayton Richard got big outs. But I think you're right, especially when you pair with the fact that this guy, in terms of taken for granted,
that's what I mean.
He's the other half of the greatest trade, perhaps, in Cubs history. You gave away Scott Feldman and a slightly racist catcher for Jake Arrieta and Pedro Strop. That's a huge deal.
His next appearance will make him the sixth most used pitcher as far as games played in the history of the franchise. In 7 years as a Cub, he has an earned run average in these 374 games, 343 innings pitched. His earned run average is 270. His fielder independent pitching is 3.04. His ERA plus, which is, again, it's like OPS plus.
Park adjusted.
You park adjusted, era adjusted, run environment adjusted, and any number above or below 100 is your percentage at which you are better or worse than average. Mm-hmm. His ERA plus is 151 as a Cub. That means he is half again better than the other pitchers of his era. It's remarkable.
Other guys you might have taken for granted in this run, Dexter Fowler is a guy that I think some Cubs fans may overlook the importance of him defensively, even at times, but then his absence has made him so fondly missed by Cubs fans. So I think you'd have to take him out. Miguel Montero was a big part of that team getting good again, and his dismissal, like just outright dismissal from the team, probably has him pushed to the background some. But he was very big.
Yeah, but with this guy,
Pedro Strop, though,
this guy's just always there doing what he does at important moments. This segment brought to you by Comcast Business. Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Because beyond a simple transaction, there is making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com.
I just kind of think watching Strop last night, and admittedly, like he's not a perfect reliever. No one is. He's blown some saves. And I think as good as he is and as underrated as he's been, he's probably better served to this team specifically and to himself to be that, I don't know, quote-unquote eighth inning guy. Not like Ned Yost used guys in just the eighth inning or whatever, but just, you know, that guy that's not the back-end closer. He's been able to do it for you, and that makes him just the more valuable. The other part of this, though, is you kind of see where a lot of Cubs fans, you and I included as we watch this team, have been rooting for that team to add 2, 3, maybe even 4 more strikeouts to the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
You see how much more comfortable it is to have one or two more strikeouts just in the last 7 or 8 outs of the game. You then feel what it would be like to bump another 2 strikeouts into that bullpen once you've got a healthy Pedro Strop. It's very clear how, at least in my opinion, adding those numbers, adding that kind of production to the back end of a game, pushing Strops into the 8th, so to speak, pushing a little bit more Cishek into the 7th, that kind of stuff. It feels, it's a compounding effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like
cascades,
in terms of knowing you can get those outs that way.
815 says Strop also has incredible swagger and style. 773 texter says, you know what? He's also been such a good dude. Yeah, he really is.
They love him.
He really is. He's a sweetheart of a guy.
When they were looking for a pick-me-up in the midst of a really crappy 45 days last year, they had a Pedro Strop-themed road trip. Do you understand how few players in baseball can take that kind of a joke?
Yeah,
and enjoy it?
When we were at a game last year, remember when you and I were there super early for a game and we were hanging out in front of the dugout?
Yeah.
Talking to somebody, and out of nowhere, there's a tap on my shoulder, and it's Pedro Strop, and he looks at me and goes, "Hello, I'm Pedro." And shook my head Dan. Nice to meet you, Pedro.
That's not the whole story, though.
And then he did the same to you.
Yes, but remember, we were standing next to a couple of people who have been like brought down by the Cubs to like be part of the dugout or whatever.
Yeah, it was
like fans or something
thing,
like, that were there down or whatever.
Right.
And we were, but not that close to them. We were standing like 2 or 3 steps away from them toward Joe's little
came over
perch
the, right, we're wearing credentials and the whole thing, right?
And he just keeps shaking hands all the way down the line.
Hello, I'm Pedro. Hi, Pedro.
It's wonderful to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for introducing yourself.
Smiling and off he went. I said, okay, didn't know that was an expectation.
No, you get with your credential, you get a handshake from Pedro Strop. A
lot more we have to get to also.
Yeah, there's another piece from Joe Maddon's words last night that matter some. He spoke with Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune. We will relay those comments. But the way Carlos Gonzalez, I think, has kind of kept Albert Almora in a certain spot, the way it looks from the outside is the way Joe's thinking about it as well, and I'm a little surprised by it. I think you might be too. We'll get to it next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Don't miss the largest gathering of Chicago Bears ever at Bears 100 Celebration Weekend, June 7th through the 9th in Rosemont.
All right, left side of the end zone! Cut by Miller! Touchdown!
See Khalil Mack, Mitchell Trubisky, Tariq Cohen, and the entire 2019 Chicago Bears team. And Bears alumni and Hall of Famers, including Mike Ditka, Brian Urlacher, and more. Be there for never-before-seen football panels and photo ops. Get tickets now at ChicagoBears.com. Bears 100 Celebration Weekend is brought to you by Dr. Pepper, Hyundai, and Undeniable. Dairy.
You know what dads love? Dads love steak. You know what else they love? They love the experience of cooking steak with their kids and their family and their dads. And it's about these special experiences that can be forged over food. Just another reason for you to get the Father's Day Steak Fix gift package from Omaha Steaks. The best reason is the deal. And you get the deal by going to omahasteaks.com and typing WSCR in the search bar. And that way you're redirected to the $235 value that you get for $59.99. So in the Steak Fix gift package, you get 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and how about 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers free? Every single bit of that is in this giant styrofoam box that's going to arrive on your porch. It's just $59.99. That is 74% off. It's the same great Omaha Steaks it's always been. Family-owned and operated company run by the 5th generation. You've got to go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code WSCR in the search bar, and the Steak Fix package is yours for just $59.99.
Billy here with the Diamond Air in St. Great. Now what, Lauren?
We got a customer shopping us online.
Oh, well, now that's not a problem because the Diamond Air is online.
Well, Billy, is buying a diamond online really a good idea?
Well, yes and no. I mean, sure, you can buy a diamond online, but don't just go to the first big broker site you see expecting to get a good deal. Buy from a reputable dealer who knows what they are offering you. See, I own my diamonds. The big online sites, they don't.
And at the Diamond Air, we hand select every diamond at the best price we can find. A cost savings we always pass along to you. We even have estate diamonds for deep discounts.
And frankly, given our generous trade-in policy and guaranteed service, if our prices are better than the big online dealer, then why wouldn't you buy from the Diamond Air?
Call or text 630-355-RING for more info.
Better yet, come live the ultimate Diamond Air experience where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already May and summer is right around the corner. Homes are selling fast, and if you haven't found your dream home, just wait. Listings are coming onto market daily. But you better be prepared because they're selling fast. Get a leg up on your competition and get pre-approved in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com, where you'll get lower rates, more loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. Remember to always cut up plastic six-pack rings. Better yet, reduce your use of disposable plastic so it doesn't end up in our ocean. If you're planning a trip to the beach, make sure you use sunscreen that's labeled reef-friendly or reef-safe. All of these steps will help protect marine wildlife and keep our oceans beautiful. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking with Jed Hoyer, the Cubs general manager.
I love our versatility. I think Joe does a great job of using it. I think some teams might be scared to balance a star player like Bryant around the diamond. And obviously we've done that in the past with Javi. You know, we're not doing that now with him, but we have. You know, Jason and Albert can move around the outfield and Bodie can move around. And I think Joe takes advantage of that in a great way. And it really gives us a lot of options. And a guy like Vic, you know, Vic can play first well. Obviously he can catch. I do feel like with Wilson, the toll that catching takes on him, I think we do try to minimize putting him out there. When he's off, and hopefully he's off and he can rest his legs. Now, in general, I think it's a huge plus and a huge part of why we're good.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
To what extent is he helping Javi? You know, hitting behind him right now, too. He is a professional. I'm gaining conversation. I'm getting to know him a little bit more, just a little back and forths we're doing. It's going to be fun watching him blossom as a Cub.
That's Joe Maddon. I hope he doesn't, you know, fall too deeply in love with the guy who still has to prove he's got a rebound in him here.
Talk about Carlos Gonzalez, right?
I am.
You mentioned it yesterday when we had Joe Sheehan on, and I kind of thought about it for a second. I do love the storyline of old veteran with something just a little bit left in the tank and a whole lot to prove. Comes back and puts up your 60 at bats, your 100 at bats, or something like that, and matters for a contender. You know, I don't think the Jim Edmonds story, right? When he came to the Cubs and everybody hated him, but then he performed and people got back in line. I get that, and I love that storyline. But I also worry about, like, manager sticks with old salty vet too long because he is old.
That's
and salty.
Called, we refer to that in Chicago as Quenvilling.
Yeah, I don't love that so much. And I'm not saying that Joe's doing that or really even that he's in danger of doing that. I kind of think the opposite right now. You've picked up Cargo. You have him. You may as well use him because you have him. See what he's got left, because if you could find a little bit of spark there, that would mean a hell of a lot. We talked about what that extra left-handed bat does in the lineup and how you could space some things out. How the all lefty lineup of Schwarber and Hayward and Cargo was very interesting, what with a lot of other right-handed bats. But what that means is a certain something for a young center fielder who had been the focus of a lot of conversation going into the season about whether or not he was going to step up into a full-time role.
First round pick.
And be, you know, be an impact player, be part of the core, as opposed to kind of a super platoon guy. Mark Gonzalez of the Trib talked with Joe about Albert Almora. And Joe says it's no warm and fuzzy. We're just trying to win games. I'm trying to balance it out as well as we possibly can. I still think hitting left-handers is his forte. Albert's done a better job against righties in terms of this year. He's really refined his approach there. He's been a lot more patient. He's chased fewer. He's hit some homers. He's done a nice job of reinventing himself from the right side. But regardless of what that says, he hits lefties really well, and I believe that. Splits don't exactly bear that out for Albert this year, but it's, you know, it's kind of still a little bit early to be doing splits for lefties and righties.
Yeah, that really stands out to me, though. When for him to offer the phrase, no warm and fuzzy, like, don't look for me to make anybody feel better here because we're trying to win games. And it's a little odd that this guy off the scrap heap, and maybe there's a Zobrist component here, maybe there's a clubhouse component. We know they believe in this. We know that when he uses those terms, and Madden says he's a grown-up, he's an adult. Patrick Mooney had a really good story about that today, comparing the way he talked about some of these guys, or talked about Daniel Murphy. Joe does believe in that kind of veteran presence in a clubhouse when you're trying to win something.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of veteran presence in that clubhouse. Well, I guess I can't quantify it. I'm not in there every day, so that'd be kind of dumb. But still, you've got a well-gelled clubhouse, a lot of guys who have been in there together for a long time. I can't help but think of a conversation we had with Theo Epstein a couple of months ago, and we asked him about that development versus trying to win now. And he kind of pressed on this idea that, yeah, we have had to compromise some of that for some of the winning, but we've won a lot of games, the most in the National League, the most in baseball over the last 4 years. We won a World Series. Like, that's what we had to do. And we're happy making that trade-off, given that we've won because of it. I've not been a huge believer in Albert Almora offensively. Joe Sheehan, who we had on yesterday, has absolutely been that guy.
Yeah, he calls himself the top Albert Almora honk.
And he's smarter than I am. He gets to say that, but I get to say my thing too. There are those who pump for Schwarber, those who pump for Almora. And while Almora has been a lot better this year than I thought he would be, I really kind of figured that this season would be one where Schwarber and Almora and a guy like Happ, before he got sent down, would be given opportunity to perhaps at the detriment overall of the lineup, because you've got to see what's in there. That's not been the case. They keep pressing on the winning thing, which I guess they get credit for.
This segment's brought to you by Door Systems. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR. On the north side, it's Mike. He is on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Hey, you know, this has been bugging me since it happened. Nothing against Gonzalez, but I don't understand. Hayward, I get, is a left-handed bat. Schwarber's a left-handed bat. They're that much better than Almora. Almora is a better hitter right now than Hayward. Schwarber will give you that home run. I get it. But Almora, besides being one of the best defensive players in baseball, is, I think, right now just a more. When Almora got to play every day, that's when he looked his best over this last month. I don't get it. I mean, Schwarber hit a home run yesterday. he's way too inconsistent. Hayward, I really want him so bad to do well, but he's just too inconsistent. You're going to tell me that their bats, just because they're left-handed, are that much better than Amora, that Amora is sitting because of them every day? I don't get it.
The numbers, Mike, are really ordinary with Almora, and the biggest problem with Almora is an on-base average of .298. He's just out too often.
And even in his most consistent month, which I agree was his most consistent month and one in which he looked like a steady at bat, the line across the board, the slash line, average on base and slugging for Almora in May, in which he played 23 games and played in 28, he hit .258. His on base was .287. And he slugged .536, which is a clear 100-plus points over his career slugging average. But still, it's nice to see a little extra pop, especially with the baseball doing what it's doing in this day and age. But that's not full-time player kind of stuff. I still think that's a shade under the development curve that they'd hoped he would be on. And Joe's seen that. I mean, in that way, Joe and the front office have been in lockstep for a lot of years.
We can discuss this with Theo Epstein tomorrow at 11 a.m. when he joins us. There will be a lot on our list, many topics to discuss. Look forward to talking to Theo. You won't want to miss that tomorrow at 11. Another thing not to miss, on Friday, come out and see us. We're at the ballpark.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be out in the right field porch from 9 to noon, and then Lawrence is going to be there until Cubs pregame at 12:45. So you can see the shows, start your weekend early with The Score, your radio home for Chicago Cubs baseball.
On the other side, we'll switch to a little football. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is going to join us in just a few minutes. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Ryan drives one in the air deep center field. Back goes Mariznick. Back to the center field fence. That ball is gone. Home run, Chris Bryant.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
If you are looking for a way to save extra money this summer, one of the easiest and smartest things you can do is pay less interest on your credit card balances. The average credit card interest rate can be up over 19% APR, which is insane to pay considering this opportunity to refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can save hundreds to thousands of dollars depending on the size of that debt. Lower your interest rate. LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. There are absolutely no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. So stop paying through the nose. Stop flushing money down the toilet. Right now, go to LightStream. And especially because there's this, too. When you apply now, you can get a special interest rate discount. That's above and beyond that number of 5.95%. There's an extra discount available. But the only way to get it is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. Lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home, auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson. The bounce of the ping pong ball. You end up 7th.
Well, it's disappointing. You can accept it for a minute or two, but then you got to move on. Because everybody walks in that building and has a stake in it, hope for some luck. New Orleans and Memphis are the two teams that walked out of there better than they were before, you know, when they walked in.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home.